KO Radio proudly presents The Last of the Mohicans, from the story by J. Fenimore Cooper. Episode 4, The Long Cert. Sometime later, the fort is attacked by thousands of Hurons, and the English soldiers are massacred. Major Duncan Hayward escapes and seeks the help of Hawkeye and the Mohicans. Together, they travel back to the scene.
I've been on many a field of battle, and I have followed many a trail of blood. I've never found the hand of the devil so plain as it is here.
When I got to the fort, I found that it had been burned to the ground, and the bodies of my English comrades lay dead, as you now see.
This is the work of Nahuran. Nahuran's hands are red with blood, and they will boast of this to their women when the white snows come.
The woman! Where are the women we brought to this place?
There was no sign of them. I searched among the dead, but Coronelis, I found no sign.
Then let us make search.
Don't you remember your father's words, Uncas? He said, "You cannot set a cloud to chase the wind. It is hopeless."
Perhaps your eyes were behind a cloud when you searched, Major Duncan. We will search with the eyes of Mohicans.
We will move to the place where the forest begins. Trees have no ears, but their branches often have a tale to tell.
Ugh.
Speak, Uncas.
The dark-haired one had a dress of this. Look.
And this piece is the same.
I sometimes think that Indian eyes could see the trail of a hummingbird in the air.
But what of Alice? Are there no signs of the fair-haired one, Hawkeye?
It is the mark of a man's foot. It is the mark of a foot which does not wear a boot or a shoe.
Scrape away the leaves, Uncas. Well, my son, what do you make of this telltale?
Magua has been this way.
I don't believe you can possibly tell that.
Speak, Uncas.
It is the footprint of the Indian who drinks the fire water.
That will be so. The Indian who drinks the fire water learns to walk with a wider toe. Magua has passed this way.
So we have found one end of the trail.
Look! Here is the weapon on which the singing man of God plays his tunes.
It's David's pipe. I must be growing old if my eyes are clouded to such a prize.
Oak.
Speak, Uncas.
The fair one had this round her neck.
Alice's locket. Let us follow the trail quickly.
The Huron follows a valley. It is his way of travel. We will do the same. I sent the Hurons. Look, there is open sky through the treetops.
Smoke! The taste of smoke is on my lips. Uncas, listen to the ground.
My ears tell me we are near the Huron camp.
Now our party must split up. Chinga, you take the trail. Uncas, you go by the way of the brook. If anything should happen, the call will be three croaks of a crow.
Young Uncas moves like lightning, and yet he is so slow to speak. It is extraordinary how often he says nothing until his father bids him to speak.
It would be extraordinary if he spoke without a bidding. No, no, your young white gets his learning from books. He measures his knowledge by the page, and soon, like his legs, outruns his father. Here in the woods, it is different, because wisdom is measured in years. Listen.
Three croaks of a crow. It comes from the direction in which Chinga went. Quickly.
No, wait. A false move can cost hours or even lives. I'll listen to the ground. Ah, Chinga's foot message shows there is no danger. Now we will go.
Look, he's over there between the trees.
He appears to be in a conversation with... No, not with a Huron.
The man carries no weapons. It would be unwise to shoot and raise any kind of alarm when he does not appear dangerous.
Ha ha! He is the least dangerous man I've ever met. Ho there, friend. Are you teaching the birds of the forest to sing?
It's David Gamut, the singing man of God. Ho there, David. We are happy to see you. But do you know anything of the safety and whereabouts of Alice and Cora?
They are in Indian hands. So far they are not harmed, but...
Where's Magua?
Today he is out hunting in the forest with his young men, but let me finish. Cora and Alice are not held together.
Not together? If Alice is separated from her sister, she will be terrified.
I have done my best to comfort her, and she seems to be in little danger. She is in this camp with the Huron woman.
Then where is Cora?
Cora has been taken to the camp of Delawares. It is about 2 miles from here, high up behind, beyond the rocks.
Why did you go free? How is it that the women are held captive and yet you are allowed to wander when where you will?
Could it be the power of your music, David? Or do the Indian thinks that a man who does not fight is little mad?
Well, I tell them of my God and say my prayers and sing his songs. They seem to have no wish to harm me.
Can Chinga speak? An Indian never harms a person who is believed to be in touch with the Great Spirit.
This could be to our advantage. I will go into the camp of the Hurons with David. If Magua has gone hunting, there may be a chance to save Alice.
You cannot go as you are, Major Duncan. First, I must paint your face in Huron colours.
And Chinga must lend you some of his deerskin clothes. This way, you'll have a chance of reaching Alice and bringing her to safety under the cover of darkness.
If God should bless our efforts, we can make our way to the rock camp of the Delawares where Cora has been taken.
Chinga is a relation of the Delawares. Do you remember that he is chief of the Tortoise tribe? Then he may be friendly to us.
Then we have a great advantage.
Once the Delawares were trusted friends, but some have been fighting on the same side of the Hurons.
When a Delaware and a Huron travel the same path, there is a double hand.
But first to Alice. If we can take her safely from the camp, we can return to rescue Cora from the Delawares.
I'll go ahead. You follow, Duncan.
Chinga and I will stay undercover of those bushes on the hill. From there, we can see the whole arena of the Huron camp.
The singing man is brave.
Perhaps that's so, but he is not afraid. Tell me, Chinga, can a man be brave if he is not afraid?
All men fear inside their hearts.
You're an old man now, Chinga. Do you fear death?
Not death, but perhaps I fear the way in which death can come to me. I have always wished to die by the arrow.
Any true soldier wishes for an instant death by the bullet. Is there any difference between the stone-headed arrow of a warrior and the lead bullet of a soldier? Chinga, 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 where are you?
I'm here, Hawkeye.
Where did you slip off to?
I thought I heard the foot of Uncas.
Uncas, where is he? He's not been with us since we reached the Huron camp. You tried the trail, but Uncas went by the way of the brook and has not returned.
My heart is full of fear for him. Uncas is the last of my family.
The boy is quick of sight and wise beyond his years. He moves with the speed of light. Do not fear for him, Chinga, my old friend.
Hawkeye, be still as night. I heard a call.
Three croaks of a crow. Listen. It comes again. We must not move in case it's a trap.
I'll listen to the ground. There are two sets of feet, and they are those of pale faces.
Could it be Major Duncan and the Singing Man, do you think?
Be still as night until we hear the call again.
Hawkeye!
Duncan, quiet. Even the trees have ears tonight. Why are you carrying Alice? Is she hurt?
She is weak with fear and very tired, but safe. For this we can give thanks to God, but...
What is it? You've returned safe and well, and yet you look so grave.
Uncas.
My son, tell me.
Uncas is a prisoner.
How? Are you sure?
Quite sure. The Hurons have him and would have died, but for the speed with which he reached the painted pole.
Uncas was their prisoner, and it seemed as if they would put him to death at once. But instead, he ran between two rows of flashing knives and tomahawks. Then he gave a mighty jump and reached a painted pole set in the middle of the camp.
An Indian who is taken prisoner is set to run between two lines of men who try to cut him down. If he can reach the painted pole at the far end, he lives. It is the Indian law.
So, Uncas lives.
What shall we do? Alice is weak and faint. She cannot go far tonight.
Duncan must take her to the rock camp of the Delawares. A path leads to a stream. Follow it northwards, Duncan, and you will come to the place. If they are true Delawares, you will be safe.
It is a chance we have to take, and they hold Cora.
Go, and may God be with you.
What do you mean by go? Surely you are coming too. You can't desert us now.
The Hurons have Uncas. The last of the Mohicans is in their power. Tonight his life has been spared. Tomorrow Magra returns, and he will use his evil tricks to take the blood of his arch enemy. So I will go and see what I can do to help my Mohican brother. If Uncas can be saved, I will do it. If I must die, he shall not die alone.
You shall not go alone, Hawkeye. The Hurons have no fear of me. I will come too.
The Singing Man is brave.
Will Hawkeye and David be able to rescue Uncas? Tune into the next episode of The Last of the Mohicans.